Brooklyn Bishop Thomas Daley has signed an agreement with local prosecutors to immediately turn over all allegations of sexual abuse of minors by priests. While many dioceses have said they will pass on allegations to law enforcement officials, the Brooklyn Bishop has agreed to do so without first having church officials determine the credibility of the allegations. Amy Eddings of member station WNYC joins us from New York. Amy, I understand this is a change of position for Bishop Daley.
Yes, it is. Bishop Daley released a pastoral statement in March, which outlined the diocese policy. That policy was, and I quote, to leave to victims and their families the decision to present their case to civil authorities. Bishop Daley also said in that statement that he did not plan to issue the names and numbers of priests alleged to have engaged in sexual misconduct with minors. But in the last month, Bishop Daley has been speaking with the district attorneys in both Brooklyn and Queens, which encompasses diocese. He's released 36 names to prosecutors. 21 of those priests were in Brooklyn. And now Brooklyn District Attorney Charles Hines signed this memorandum of understanding with Bishop Daley on Saturday. There's definitely been a softening of his position as attention to the scandal has grown.
Well, walk us through the process. How will allegations be handled in the future?
Well, any clergy member or employee of the diocese who has a reason to suspect that a minor has been sexually abused by a clergy member must immediately contact the DA's office, regardless of their title, position, or affiliation. Allegations learned during confession do not require reporting. What is required is that allegations go straight to the DA's office without any prior screening by church officials as to their veracity. This is what's significant in this agreement. Other dioceses, including the Archdiocese of New York, headed by Edward Cardinal Egan, and the Diocese of Rockville Center in Long Island, will first bring allegations before an advisory committee made up in part by lay people. Those committees review the allegations and decide whether they're credible and serious enough to warrant forwarding them to the DA's office. The Brooklyn Diocese agreement with the Brooklyn DA is sort of a fast-track reporting process.
Mm-hmm. Any word on whether other district attorneys will be seeking the same sort of arrangement with the diocese in their territory?
The DAs I've spoken with in Long Island and in Manhattan feel they're already getting full cooperation from their local church officials. And some states have mandatory reporting requirements in place already. New York does not. Lawmakers are working on that one. The Brooklyn District Attorney felt that he wanted something in place right away, though.
What's been the reaction to today's announcement?
Canon lawyers have some problems with this. Father James Corridon with the Washington Theological Union in Washington, D.C. says church law requires the bishop to look into these allegations first. He feels Bishop Daley may be relinquishing his authority in this matter to the Brooklyn DA. Of course, there's nothing in the memorandum of understanding that would prevent the bishop from conducting his own investigation into the matter at the same time that civil authorities are conducting an inquiry. But this idea that the bishop will just turn over the names without first looking into the allegation himself was worrisome to Father Corridon. Kathleen Cavney, professor of law and theology at Notre Dame, wondered whether this was an abdication of responsibility on a different level, that Daley's actions may be reducing this only to its component as a crime and not to the other spiritual and theological issues surrounding this crisis in the church. But Richard Sipe, I'm getting another view, though, from Richard Sipe, who's a psychiatrist and a former priest. He thinks this was a long time in coming and that, like any other institution, the church must turn over allegations.
Amy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Amy Eddings of member station WNYC.